This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The euro gets a boost from German courts.
This podcast is supported by Ting.com. Ting gives you big savings for mobile phone service. Try their online savings calculator and save $50 on your device purchase at marketplace.ting.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. Germany's top court has rejected calls to block Europe's new rescue fund. The court ruled the fund is legal under German law. Here to explain the importance of the ruling is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
So, Stephen, tell us a little bit about the ruling and why it's significant.
Well, this is the German Constitutional Court. They ruled that the new permanent bailout fund is compatible with the German Constitution. So Germany can ratify the fund. German taxpayers' money can be pumped into it. A pretty crucial decision, this, because Germany is providing the largest single chunk of cash for the bailouts. If the ruling had gone the other way this morning, there'd be absolute chaos in financial markets. Stephen Lewis of Monument Security says this is undoubtedly good news for the euro.
This has been the focus of attention for a month or two now, and the fact that we've got through the event without mishap is going to be regarded as positive by investors.
But nobody believes the euro is out of the woods yet. There's still a lot of problems and doubts, as we reported yesterday. There's the question of Spain, whether it will swallow its pride and ask for a bailout and accept more austerity and economic reform. So no end in sight, I'm afraid, for this interminable crisis.
Right. Well, and Stephen, from what I understand, the German court ruling isn't the only news expected out of Europe today. What else is going on?
Yes, I mean, never a dull moment in the Eurozone. The Dutch elections, and this should give us an idea of the scale of disillusion with the euro in the Netherlands, which has been the most enthusiastic supporter of the currency, and also details of a plan for Eurozone-wide bank supervision. This is the first step towards a banking union with ultimately deposit insurance in Europe, like the FDIC in the US. That's going to be very controversial here and may well trigger another appeal to the German Constitutional Court.
Our own Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.
Let's take a look at the markets this morning. European markets are liking that news from Germany. London's FTSE is up 0.25%. Germany's DAX is up nearly 1%. U.S. markets rose yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average stepped up 0.5% to close at 13,323. That's its highest close since 2007. The House of Representatives could vote as soon as tomorrow on legislation to fund the government for the next 6 months and avoid a shutdown. That temporary funding would keep the government going, but would mean some uncertainty for federal agencies, as Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Congress is supposed to pass spending bills for all federal agencies, but lawmakers never did that this year. Stopgap funding is especially hard for agencies that have to plan way ahead, like the Pentagon. Todd Harrison is a defense analyst with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says since the government's budget will essentially stay the same for the next 6 months, the Defense Department can't change its spending, even on old programs.
When you've got a program that was at the end of its life, you're done buying something, you are stuck with buying it.
You can't start spending on anything new either. So a scheduled overhaul of the USS Abraham Lincoln will have to wait, as will planned purchases of new aircraft. Over at the Agriculture Department, there's no extra drought aid for farmers. Richard Kogan is a budget analyst at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
I thought this was designed as a deliberate slap at farmers.
Kogan says the stopgap funding bill does give Congress some flexibility, and it can pass a separate drought relief bill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
This podcast is supported by Ting, the new mobile service that makes sense, bringing billing, clarity, usability, and savings to mobile phone users. Ting bills megabytes, minutes, and text messages separately. If you use less than anticipated, the difference is credited at the end of the month. Ting has no premiums or penalties. You don't pay for more than you use. Save $50 on your device at marketplace.ting.com. That's marketplace.ting.com.
The iPhone 5 is expected to be unveiled at a press conference later today. Apple's iPhone is, of course, a major object of desire these days. David Brancaccio, the new host of the Marketplace Tech Report, takes a look now at what we covet and what it says about us.
Before there was the 5 or the 4GS or the very first iPhone, there was another object of desire.
Back in the mid-1980s, there was this tea kettle that Michael Graves designed.
Ulysses Dietz is chief curator at the Newark Museum in New Jersey.
It was sort of a conical steel tea kettle with a blue plastic handle and a little red bird whistle. And it struck me that that became sort of a national icon, that every kind of young professional couple in the country owned one of those.
Even though the little plastic bird on the thing sometimes caught fire and melted. Owners of this pricey kettle were sending the iPhone-like message that they are the sort of people who embrace the design of the future.
It was cutting edge. I know it sounds silly because it's just a tea kettle. I remember that it was referred to in, I think, New York Magazine as yuppie porn.
And we can step back even further. At the Morris Museum, also in New Jersey, is an amazing display of automatic music-making devices that predated the latest iTunes-pumping iPhone by more than a century.
They were the first real instruments that were music on demand.
Kelly McCartney is curator of the collection. She points out a photograph of a family on the Nebraska frontier in 1888 with a stern-looking dad and mom in front of their simple prairie house made of sod. At their feet is an object the size of a bread box, an object the family wants everyone to know they own, a high-tech device known as an organette music box.
It was a highly desirable object and one that a family would probably save up to purchase.
An object that McCartney says would communicate that this was a family with enough disposable income to embrace the technology of what was then the future. Rather like an iPhone 5, wouldn't you say? In Morristown, New Jersey, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
David stars as the host of Marketplace Tech on Monday. And finally, good news for possession enthusiasts. A magazine about exorcism will soon be available in Poland. Exorcista will cover topics like the art of exorcism and include profiles of the priests who perform them. Exorcisms have reportedly been on the rise. The magazine will cost just over $3. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.